Yeah, hi, hi Salman.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, great, fantastic.
Firstly, thank you very much for accepting my invitation and accepting to be on my show.
Yeah, it's absolute pleasure, of course. It's a real honor to be in here discussing about the field and especially in cloud computing realm. Yeah, absolutely.
So I've gone through your profile. I can see that you're a young solutions architect, and I can also see your ambassador of your school. So I can see in the young age you are doing great things. So I thought to tell you will be very inspiring for a lot of people who are into getting into technology and doing a lot of things. So I want to tell about your work to my audience.
Thank you so much. So my name is Salman Abdelrazzaq. I'm from Kingdom of Bahrain. So basically, at age of 16 years old, I went to the School of Nursing Vocational Training Center. What's really interesting that we had a major. So we either pick cloud computing major or artificial intelligence major. So of course I search which major really fits me more, and I got so much fascinated about cloud computing. And I choose the major of cloud computing. Because as we mentioned, Kingdom of Bahrain plays a really pivotal role in cloud computing, especially in public sector. So at age of 16 years old, I got exposed in cloud computing with partnership with AWS Academy. So at age of 16, we studied about cloud computing, and at 16 and 17 years old, I certified cloud practitioner. I was the youngest and the first student to accomplish the certification. And so pursuing even more, the main goal was to get solution architect associate. Even the AWS team in Middle East, when they showcased that this new generation of youth that will come solution architect, was quite shocked. Like, is it achievable at this young age? And so this, I had a dream on to show to the world in the Middle East, even to the globe, to all new generation education system, even for the new young youth in tech, that you can accomplish things, just go for it and just have a vision and determination and pursue. So I had this passion and I went for it, and I'm happy to announce that I'm the youngest now solution architect associate of the kingdom. And I went to so many webinars and exhibitions, but most importantly, I'm student council president and ambassador at the school. So I was showcased all young youth and about cloud, and even to all companies, institute, how we can collaborate and how we can improve the new generation in the field of cloud.
So before talking more about you and the work that you're doing, I just want to quickly tell about my sponsor for this interview. So it's StackAdam. Sales and customer-facing teams often switch between several communication tools, causing time management and visibility issues that can slow down deal velocity. The solution, join StackAdam, where conversation converts. With StackAdam, your team can centralize all communications within your chat tool. No more switching, waiting, or fragmented chats, because chat messaging is where business gets done. Sales teams can stay in Slack or Microsoft Teams and connect with customers, leads, or candidates on their existing chat tool, building better relationships through constant communication in inbound or outbound messaging. Make it encrypted and compliant. Plus, bring all communication into your CRM or ticketing system. No data entry required. Join StackAdam to enhance customer relationships and close deals at hyper speed with unified chat. So thanks again, Salman, for your presence on my show.
So it's absolute pressure. It's absolute pressure.
So in your school, along with the subjects, you're saying these technology subjects are included in order to understand technology in early age and connect our technology skills and develop technology skills with the business requirements that is happening in different businesses. That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, so yeah, so our goal in education system is to be, the new way of education system, because we all know this thing, education is so different of what's really in industry, what's been implementing. So our goal is to really study what the real companies need, or what's the market really needs. That's more importantly. And beside that, what skills do you need to really, I think there's, my door is okay. And so, The most important that you study what certain markets really need, and beside that is to gain the skills what the markets really need also. I think.
Yeah, I lost you. So can you repeat the last answer?
Yeah, because it's, I don't know if internet is bad or because I traveled to Saudi Arabia. So our school, our institution is quite different. So what our goal is to study what really market really need and assist to. So basically the students in here study the market and to really capitalize the gap between the, you know, employees and the market theme. Beside that is the skills that the demand skills to pursue your goal. For example, leadership skills, you know, communication, teamwork, and other necessary skills for you to pursue. So our goal is to, when you graduate, you just only have a degree, but you have full grasp what really market really needs in business use case and needs. Yeah.
So you did the solutions architect certification.
Yeah. Yes. It's one of the curriculums major. Yeah.
So AWS solutions architect associate.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
So how you did that? How you prepared for that?
So basically, as I mentioned, at the age of 16 years old, we have majors. So what I mean is that when you go to our school, you just only study math, English, and physics. You study beside that technology major that you choose. So for example, for me, I study math, English, and physics. Beside that, I study cloud computing subjects. For example, what is cloud? And for example, Python, we study with that, and networking. So we have like two combination of both. So at the age of 16, I studied, for example, the foundation level, of course. And then at the grade 11, which is on age of 17 years old, I studied social architect associate. Because I have this foundation, I got exposed at the age of 16 years old. But to be more specific, we're talking about 3 to 4 months to really to my study alone, you know. So I'm studying at school, I cover some of the topics, so in cloud, and then I return to my home, I do my self-study. And so, yeah, that's the thing. But, you know, what's really interesting that because we study at school cloud computing, so the school plays a pivotal role to achieve the certification, because this is one of our curriculum that when you graduate to our school, you get one of the goals to achieve, get social architect associate, which is all the university level, basically, in even Kingdom, even abroad. I have discussed so many universities and their goal is the same thing. That's when you graduate, you get the social architect associate. So,
You did any projects?
Yes, we actually have graduation projects in our school. So currently we are working on it. Even when we finish this show, we have like our colleagues in school. We're just discussing what projects we're going to implement. But of course, as our cloud computing major in our school, we're doing projects related to cloud computing services and technologies. And we know cloud have diverse of services. You have diverse of projects you can really implement. But one of the implementation that we have did is, of course, web high level web applications. We even created using because there's an AI major, so we collaborated with AI and cloud using generative AI and for traffic light system. And beside that, we worked with NASA, which is we all know NASA's aerospace. Even AWS uses technologies in NASA, so we have used Bahrain data to collect, because, you know, Middle East is so hot, okay? It's so much humidity. So what we have done is collect all the real data and we analyze using QuickSight dashboard. Of course, we clean and we extract, transfer, and load the data to S3. And then we used a QuickSight to visualize the data using real data from Bahrain satellite, which is, for example, the weather. And we visualized that, yes, every year it's increasing the temperature, which is, we know, the climate change plays a huge role right now, sustainability, and even for the transition accelerating to sustainable. And yeah, there's a variety of projects. And that's really interesting as a student, even for our school, that we're contributing to more projects. And yeah, we keep growing.
So the technology skills that you have achieved as a solutions architect, and also understanding how these services are useful in different projects in the real time. So what do you understand learning it and getting certification and doing and implementing the different projects that you're doing. How do you define it?
Yeah, so we all agree that, you know, so many people think that, you know, certification is different than reality. For example, hands-on. For example, students focus so much on certification, and when you go to creating projects, quite different. So what I really suggest is when you're doing a course, use hands-on labs. And that's all we, everyone in the community highly suggests that when doing hands-on lab, because you get exposed to what technology and how we can really utilize it. So that's plays a major role when I start doing projects. It plays a huge initiative for me. So that's hands-on, guys. There's so many things in, for example, in Skill Builder, because first of all, because we are Edwards Academy partners, so we have so many of hands-on projects and get even badges from them. Besides that, for anyone in the globe, you can use Edwards Skill Builder. They have so many of labs and you get so many of diverse things. It's so an interesting one. There's even gamified way, which is even for youngsters at my age can really play and learn. And so, for example, CloudQuest, Edwards Jam is so much interesting. And there is even courses in Skill Builder too that you can do it hands-on. And so these diverse things can really get, as much as you get exposed, you can learn more and in just in your brain, and automatically you can really grow within that. And as soon as you start doing project, it just comes naturally within you when you're really implementing. And that's how you really, yeah.
So tell me about what you're doing in the projects. Your skill.
Oh, okay. So for as a social associate, of course, we're just discussing about technical, we're discussing about business requirement too. This, and as a social architect, we really know, have the main goal, you know, the knowledge and skills for business requirements. So that's why even in AWS terminology, we go like going backward to really know the use case of the customer. So what's really interesting with social architect too, that you really know to focus the customers, it's so much important to really know their feedback, their need, and their vision. So it's so critical. So that's really interesting, yes, because you're not just discussing the technical aspect, but even the business aspect. And so learning in the project, you get really exposed. So interesting with the business. So we're just giving action questions. What you need? What do you want? Why do you need this? How much the budget? And just so many of, you know, things that come with it. And then you see and visualize that it is the best way to pursue in this thing. And then when everything comes in, for example, architecture drawing, a passing calculator, and everyone agrees with this. And our goal is to give the best what the customer really needs and accomplishment and vision, and then start doing the project, the one we have done. So I mean, the main project is to really get to know and get exposed, and you get to learn so many things too.
So how do you got opportunities to work in real-time projects?
So because our school, it's like one of the curriculums that you need to implement the projects. So even like, for example, our graduation project, you need to implement it. It's one of the curriculums in it. Beside that, because our school, we go to so many hackathons and contributions. So when we get in there, we need to even implement it, the contribution projects. So it's either from the school or participation on behalf of the school.
Tell me about your school.
Okay. So our school is one and only school in Kingdom of Bahrain, I think so even in the Middle East. So our school, what they have really done is the new way of technology and education system. So we don't have books. There is no alarm like billing alarm. There's totally nothing. Every student have his own laptop and iPad, and everyone have his own email. Everyone is on e-platform education. And so what's really interesting beside that, everyone has his own curriculum and major. So, for example, I'm a cloud computing major. My colleague is from AI major. My other colleague from cybersecurity major. And we even have cybersecurity academy, which just not only for the students, even everyone that's outside the student, outside the school can actually study cybersecurity. And we even have electrical engineering, mechanical engineering major, and even Wigan Academy, which is a football institution major. And they study business. So our school is quite interesting that We study, like, for example, high school level, which is math, English, and physics. Besides that, we study our majors. For example, for me, I study like cloud computing, business, like project management, Python. And so we have like two combination combined. So when you graduate, you just only have a high school degree, you have even a global certifications and even a project. So even going to university, you have full grasp of your studying, or even going to real industries, companies, you even have full knowledge what's really going on, what you're implementing. So it's a really interesting story, and thanks to the school, I get exposed what's really cloud, because I didn't even know what cloud really is, to be honest. But when I joined the school, being the first batch, they choose me either choose cloud and AI, and then of course I search in Google what's really cloud and AI. I know what AI, but cloud, nope, I have no, I have no idea about cloud. But when I really get to know what cloud, I get like, that's the future. That's what really happened. And that's true, because as we're speaking, and especially in the Middle East, it's been dramatic increase in demand in cloud, especially in public sector in Bahrain. And that's the goal of the school education, to really capitalize the market and needs, and to really pursue the education and even the people in the market. Yeah.
So how much time your school, I mean, when do your school started giving this education for solutions architect, and how much time you took? Because you are 16 years old when you have joined in the school, and from when you have started understanding the fundamentals of technology.
So I just 16, I was the first batch. So it's like 3 years program. And so I remember like first day of school we went, and they started discussing about cloud, and this was the major question, that is it possible they could grasp it and learn this stuff. And so I remember like we're learning, and so suddenly like we get to know what is this, we're like discussing. And then I think the only thing is that just keep continuing, just keep moving. Just I mean, continuity. Like for example, if you tell me as Salman, I'm going past age of 16, and you tell me now and later, I learned a lot. But what I mean that I continued my education, I continued what I'm doing. It's like consistency is key. We all can agree with that. And so it's I think by learning every day, you keep to know what's the services, the technology, and information. And and cloud is really interesting. I mean, cloud, no one being be techie, especially for social architect. And that's what really the good thing about cloud is, that you can start lean in tech without even having experience in tech. And they always mention that you don't have your past experience or nothing. And that's really interesting. I mean, especially in cloud, you can really learn. It's like any other things. You just keep doing, keep learning. It's automatically keep improving the way in the field. So that's the one. And of course, we even collaborate. I mean, if someone has a problem, and how we always have leaned each other. Like if there isn't anything, we keep learning together, and keep improving, keep learning. And that's a new way. Even like we always say, like having people discussing each other's is effective for students, even to keep improving the way they learn.
So you are an ambassador for cloud computing in your school. So what is your responsibility? What you do?
So I'm student council president in the school and ambassador too. So I have like two responsibility. The responsibility is in as a student council president is to showcase all the students and their majors. So cloud computing students, AI students, cybersecurity students, electrical, mechanical, football students. So all these students, I'm responsible for them, what they need, what they want. I'm always supporting them side by side, and that's to really improve their education and their life in the school. And that's our major goal. Not beside even the school, even the opportunities of the school for the companies, which mostly we have industries, companies, and even opportunities of the school to join in and go. And so I'm responsible of the students, and this is only one goal, is to just improve the way for the students and even education, no matter what it is or what it is just to keep improving and keep going for the sake of students. And even for a cloud computing ambassador, my role is to get exposed what's really cloud, especially in the Middle East, Students still this day don't know what really cloud, and for me it's an honor to give them the opportunity to get to know and expose what's really cloud, and maybe one of the students to know the cloud can change their life and their moment, and they get realmed, fascinated, and they can change their field to the cloud and to keep pursuing in the field. So having being a pastor is it's a real honor, because I really love to support students, especially in the field, and to keep growing.
What do you learn observing the businesses in Bahrain and trying to understand how it will be effective with the technology skills that you have?
So in Bahrain, in Bahrain, I mean, to January in Bahrain 2016, we opened our first offers from Amazon. We discussing about 2016. And so in 2019, the first region, Middle East, Bahrain region, in AWS. So Bahrain, in the Minister of Bahrain and Amazon plays a pivotal role, collaboration and opportunities. And so why I'm asking ministers, because all the public sector in Bahrain has been partnering with Amazon AWS, especially government sectors. We were discussing about 60 governments in Bahrain, and 85 data of government Bahrain migrated to AWS. So even it's one of the success story that all the public sector of Bahrain went to AWS, and it's been showcased in reInvent in Las Vegas. And so it's a huge opportunity, huge market, and of course, especially public sector and even the private sector, if we discuss the banking sector, health sector, I mean, clouds, all the sectors in the globe has been utilizing either like full native or part of it partially, but plays a huge market. And my goal is to capitalize the market for the students to pursue in these companies. For example, we went to industrious companies because even industries use cloud computing. And so we went to Alpab, even Babco, we went even to telecommunication company, which is Betelco. Even they have Bayon, which is dedicated for solution architect, which is partnering with the Advanced Partner Network Consulting, which they did in 2016, which is the launch of Amazon Office at that year. And so even the Middle East, I mean, even up in the region here in UAE, the second region in the Middle East, it's been expanding enormously. It's gigantic in here in cloud computing, even Saudi Arabia. And so you can see how much markets, and even it's cloud, what's really interesting, it's keep booming so fast. It's like we've been discussing with the past and the present, it's been a remarkable transformation. And so that's huge, that holds huge opportunity for all youngsters in the globe, even the Middle East, especially for our students in our school, to capitalize the market and give them the opportunity to innovate and showcase their skills.
Do you have programming knowledge or development skills?
Yes. So we are working on that. We actually, JavaScript, Python, because we have like not just about really major, but we even study like computer science majors beside that. And so, but to be particular, we're not, as a solution architect, we're not really focused on how, you know, the knowledge, how to implement it and everything. But you know, as a solution architect, you need to know the foundation, the model, what they're using, what they're utilizing, what's the best. And so, yes, we do have, but not really full as a full stack developer, for example, because we're like specialized in solution architect. But yes, we do have like studies, and that background, yes, we do.
So do you understand, as a young solutions architect, do you understand any architecture of any business that you observe, and what kind of businesses that you observed, and which industry it belongs to?
So you mean like the students, do they understand?
You as a person, you go and do research and approach companies and see what companies are there and which industry they belong to, and as a solutions architect, you see what kind of architecture they are using and what kind of services that they are using for their services. So
gotcha.
This diversity.
So I went to several diverse of companies. Yes, they use cloud. That's really interesting. And it depends by the structure of the companies. If we're discussing about consulting, advanced partner consulting network, So their business use case is to consult or give to customers architecting solutions, ideas. So it really depends by the customer and what they really need. If we're discussing about telecommunication companies, they use, yes, cloud computing, but mostly I've mentioned they use either like compute, for example, EKS, container services. That's mostly utilized, even storages like S3. That's the most utilized. That's the core services, we can say. Even they use Azure, I have seen, but mostly in the market in here, they usually use AWS. But we've been discussing the old companies use the core services, all the, for example, like website, which is they use ALB, Route 53, EC2 or EKS, it depends, S3, or for example, like a certificate, for example, SSL. So the core services are the one really utilized. And yeah, that's the, as we mentioned, all the main use cases. Yeah.
Without having any technology background, how can you become a solutions architect?
Oh, that's a really interesting question. So we all agree like solution architect is like, it's not like very techy. It's like in the middle. We're discussing like the business and the technical side. It's like in the middle, basically. So you need to have the business and know the business scope, project management, customer needs, and how like even cost effective things. And technology side, what technology can meet the customer need, what really been implemented, how make it cost effective, how we can meet the architecture side. And so solution architect, we can agree that you need to be so that techie. It's the least technology like techie thing you can really implement. If we can compare as DevOps and cloud engineer, solution architect is the least one. So yes, you can it's like studying any other majors, getting to learn more the services and what it is, getting exposed to what the features of it and why do you need it, and by practice, by learning, you will grow, and believe me, it's just keep learning, keep doing, and you will see the benefits of it. It's really nice. I mean, the only thing is social architect is just you need to have like one programming language, like for example Python. And if we're discussing about scripting, like infrastructure as code, JSON, of course, plays a huge plus. But to be like, as we're speaking, even like one of the interviews I've seen, like solution architect, those people don't even have coding for solution architect. So yeah, because as we're discussing, it's business and a little bit techy, but you need to know what services, you need to know what you need, you need to know full picture of it. From both sides, from technical and the business.
So, do you understand what services requires for what business?
Yes, of course. Yeah. So, because Amazon by themselves, when they really discuss about service, they really, because Amazon is built by customers. It was by themselves. If we're discussing about 2004, the first service of SQS, and 2006, the first the introduction of AWS, AWS is built by customers and they keep improving by customer needs and feedback. So automatically, if you're going to study about the services, it will indirectly will be within the one of the use cases of the company's needs. And that's really interesting. Yes.
So how much time you spend to learn these AWS services daily?
I think it's consistency and dedication is key. First of all, is the mindset. You know, this is the biggest asset. Because even at young age, I can be like going to school like, oh, that's not even possible. What is this? We're like the first batch. No one had been implemented it. But I took it as an opportunity. Changing your mindset to a positive mindset. I think just having a positive mindset is key. Because, you know, as a youngster going this field, there's some like bottlenecks, you know, it's like, what is this? It's quite, because even solution architect is like, it's not an easy search. You know, you need to really know about the service and you need to know what this really is. But, you know, the key factor is just keep going, keep consistent, like at least have 1 hour, 2 hours studying at least. And by time, you can see the great results. And yeah.
Tell me about Bahrain and the technology that is being and how advanced they are.
Yeah. So Bahrain is one of the lead. I mean, I think that's just now they announced they're one of the number one GCC as a leading technology. It's been transforming in Bahrain, especially in fintech. If we're discussing infrastructure, public private sector, it's been transforming. It's really changed the way, even like for us as a Bahraini, we have our own benefit app, which is a fintech app. We have online payment. But we'll be discussing more, particularly in the field in cloud. There's so much potential, and not even Bahrain, in GCC in particular, there's so much of transforming. You can see the growth in the field. If we are discussing even Saudi Arabia, like NEOM, Hexagon, so many, it's like innovative, mind-blowing project that had never been implemented. But in Bahrain, there's so much of potential, and it's keep growing more and more. And there's a necessity of people in the field to capitalize their vision and their needs, especially in business. And it's really interesting to really see even for the Vision 2030, if we are this in particular. So there's a huge of potential.
So being as an ambassador and learning from it from your school, which is giving you the education and the skill set, so how you are getting opportunity to see what is happening in the real world being in the school?
So that's important discussion. So our school, as we mentioned, it's an opportunity for us because we get to learn what's really in the market. But our school, what's really interesting, that even as a council president, that they let us to go market visit to huge companies, real companies. Even like as I'm speaking, because I'm at the final year at grade 12, we go to on job training to real institutes and companies. So before, as I end this podcast, as we return to school, everyone have this company and to work for like 1 month or something as a real job for them in the field. So this open, and you get really, you just open your eyes to know what's really going on, what's really the movement. And that's the big picture, because if we're discussing, the major thing is the awareness. So you get exposed what's really going on. And if you know what's really going on in the business, here's where you actually study, because you know what's really been implementing behind the scenes in the companies. And so, yes, the market visits, of course, because you get to know what's really going on, what's really been implementing, what's really need. And besides that, the on-job training, that's two things let you to get to know what's really happening in the real world. Because, you know, working in real world, I mean, companies, here's what getting to know the real system of, like, technology aspect.
So you told me that it is very important to have the mindset more than having the certification or something.
Yes.
Like that. Being a 16 years old guy, how you develop that mindset, and what is your motivation to become solutions architect in young age?
So I want to thank my mom, my family, because they enforced me my mindset. You know, because mindset plays a crucial role. It's the biggest asset in here, because no matter what, even if, not to talk about cloud, in any industry, any sector, if you have the great mindset or having the great mentality, the vision, you can grow in any field. Like, even for example, like if we're discussing with even from Amazon perspective, like you're having the leadership mindset, having, like, for example, every day is one day, which is mostly they say when they're going to work, and there's no second day. It's all about the mindset, the vision. That's the mentality that keep companies and people moving towards and growing, because that's the real value. Because if we discuss them, like Amazon have 1.5 million companies, how they can keep the momentum of innovation. And the one key thing is the brain, the main asset is the mindset. That's the way to keep the momentum of innovation and keep capitalizing. And this is just an example. So having the mindset, I think just reading books, for example, psychology, I mean, the unsubconsciousness, and getting even for example, people like in LinkedIn or Instagram in your field to know their way of pursuing things, or the way of interacting with things. Like, even like in LinkedIn, we see so many people discussing, which is the community, if I can really say, having the same goal, the same position, because, you know, community plays even a fundamental role. Like, if I have a community with people who's passionate and driven, you're going to be passionate and driven too. So having this mindset and the community, you can grow no matter what. And just by practice, it's naturally come, because if you get exposed with your community and people having the same thinking, you're going to build up your mindset. So keep learning, look at some people in the field, and yeah.
You said a lot of things about technology skills development. I want you to tell the solutions architect, it is very important to understand the business side of the technology. So tell me only business side of the technology that you understand, and how it is, and how it is managed, and only business side of the technology.
So that's true. As business terminology, as we speak in, like, for example, Google architected framework and best practices, we always follow these guidelines. So basically, even from my internship, I went to commission companies, pursuing so many customers. So we first of all have put full picture of what the customer really need. We have like what he need, what the solution, what's the goal, what's the need of it, why you want to implement that. Like so many of it's like you usually question them every aspect. Even like for a tip, even when going to interview a solution architect, you always need to question the interviewer what the necessity of that thing. So same thing. So going to the customer and having a full picture and of the implementation, and if we covered all the requirements that he needs, then we visualize and then we check whether it fits that he needs and his goals. And so taking his requirements, and then we do the architecture, we do the pricing calculator, and we even check which is the world architect framework and best practices, because world architect best practices is to really make sure that really meets the business in our requirement technology. So that's the two main factor. And when we visualize everything, when we check everything, and then with the cost, of course, pricing calculator, we send back to the customer, and then we have, for example, like a live meeting session, discussing about the cost, because cost plays a major pillar. And so the cost and the architecture drawing, what's going to be the business terminology of technology that you need, with all aspects of business, with best practices and well-architected framework. And then it's always like, it's like always you're negotiating with the customer side by side. And but it's like we have like one goal. End of the day, you need to satisfy the customer and to meet their needs and their goal.
Is that not tough to understand the business, different businesses, and try to give exactly the services that is there in AWS? How you are able to visualize things?
Yeah, that's true, because like every service have different needs, and sometimes the customers some doesn't fit it well. It's either by the technology side or either by the cost. Even like, for example, cloud plays a major aspect too. Some will either use their own because of the cost. And so I got exposed by the cost or either technology aspect, but our goal is to find a solution. That's to find a way either for example, like so many customers, they will either use by EC2 to host their MongoDB, or they use DocumentDB, DocumentDB. So it really depends. So that's why you need to know the functionality of the service, to really get in depth that it doesn't really meet, because if not, then you have the solution, how you customize or how other option can fit that need. For example, as I mentioned, using EC2, if you need full customization, for example, because all of them are managed services, you cannot manage the host or the underlying infrastructure. And so having full picture of the technology and knowing the solution of that, if that's not working, because it really don't have like full option, you know. It's keep growing, it's keep building, it's keep improving, but still though there's some obstacles to really cover that customer need. So the here comes the innovation system using either Lambda or like even Bridge, for example. So having other like aspect to capitalize that need if that aspect don't have, but I'd really like that AWS, the really innovative way they did that they have, yes, they had 200 plus services, but what they make, they had the core services, like no matter what, you can utilize that services. It's like they have like full like landscape. And so no matter what idea you have, you're going to utilize like one of the components to meet that idea. So they have like innovative way, like building, you know, you have like, it's like, I don't know how to explain, but they have like pieces, so many pieces, and no matter what idea you have, that pieces you can use it to really make that fit. So yeah, but and so we, our goal, yes, as I mentioned, to is to keep proving, keep learning, and just keep, you know, proving the way. Yeah.
Tell me about the team management, cost management, project management, and in all these things.
So you mean the cost management and the business management, or like
Team management that you are working for a project, and cost management that you're working for a project, or all kind of management in happening this thing.
Yeah, so we all there's like I have like interesting one, like I went to one of the webinars, I think, is like, if like you have something that's so costly, I think the only way you can agree with the customer is on the architecture and the complexity of the architecture, so you can convince them with the cost. I mean, just a tip. So it really depends, because, you know, is if there is you also compromise a need, like, you know, there's a triangle, like you have the cost, you have the time, and you have the new, I mean, you either like compromise one, you cannot either have everything. It's either a compromise within the course or by technology aspect, how the latest technology or the advanced. And so it's really crucial, you know, having the business but meeting the budget and the cost, and that's the critical point where how you can maximize and minimize, you know, to really fit in the objective. And so we just analyzing, first of all, what he needs. And then, as I mentioned, going back to the customer and analyze what he really needs. And then going back and check that really suits him better. He need. Can we minimize that thing? Can we check? Do he really need that? And so it's all about analyzing, all about knowledge. And it's just one thing, get learning, get exposed. And by time, you're going to expand your knowledge. And here you can build more and be more creative in a way.
So as a solutions architect, you do technology related thing, and also you do you understand the business side of the technology. So these two different aspects, so how you developed and how you are able to be good in talking with a machine and talking with people.
Yeah, that's a very important question. That's very crucial, because that's basically our job as solution architect is like doing. I always have face to face to customers, emails, and then beside that you go to the technical aspect to meet that customer. So yes, that's a very important pillar. And so to really enhance that field, I mean, AWS, they even launched the cloud consulting in Coursera just now. They have launched, and and beside that, there's so many fields, like, for example, like, it's like most of the people I have noticed that even like in sales customers where they actually have the customers with them and they doing the IT technical things. And so if having either like particularly working in customer facing jobs to get the hands your skills, or either going to courses, for example, cloud consulting, which is one just now they launched in Coursera. Yeah. Or a learning on the, for example, project management, or like any related to business customers things. And so it's either come naturally if you have that skills, or even you can learn. I mean, by getting exposed, like going to contact centers, for example, or keep learning. And it's like, so the goal is to know the knowledge, to know how it really works. And most important, by practicing it. I think practicing is key. And so just if you have determination, have the mindset, you go for it, and automatically you're going to grow. It's like it comes within you.
So what are the things that you learned in the past few years about cloud computing and how it is helping humanity?
Oh, yes. So I'm, first of all, yes, I'm the youngest and the first, but I'm also the youngest one in COP28 Student Energy in Dubai. I was selected over 600 international delegates. And so cloud even plays a huge role in humanity, for example, for SDGs goals. And so even for energy transition accelerating, which they have, even if you checked on AWS Energy Transition Accelerator, they have one of the sources of solutions. So even for cloud, even in Bahrain, the reasons, even when they implement the infrastructure, because they implement sustainability for infrastructure's need and the goal for the vision for 2060, for example, in Bahrain for net zero carbon. And so even like going to COP28, I actually went to COP28 as the youngest delegate of recipient relation because of cloud computing. And that's even how you can see the power of technology of cloud. It's so diverse, and you can utilize it in every aspect, in humanity, in energy sector, and basically even healthcare. It's very diverse. It's very interesting. And using that same aspect technology, if we return back the technology, the implementation, and so, and it's been really. I've been even working in research for how we can use cloud computing for sustainable development goals in the region, even in the globe, because as I mentioned, AWS have 200 services, have like so many components that no matter, you can use that components to really meet the customer needs and solution. And so, and it's really open doors for me to enter to humanity, for example, like COP28. But beside that, it's possible, and people implemented solutions in humanity aspect, for example, SDGs.
So tell me about Bahrain, like what it is and how it is. What is the population and in general, technology or business?
So Bahrain is the youngest one in GCC. Fun fact, it's the youngest, and it's in the middle of in the Middle East region. So like Bahrain here is like tiniest. You cannot even see it in the Earth globe, but you can need to zoom it like so you can really see Bahrain. So Bahrain is so tiny. It's the youngest in the Middle East GCC in the region. Left by it, it's Saudi Arabia, and at the right, Qatar, and so. And near it, we talk of Dubai, UAE, and Oman, Kuwait, and so on. And so Bahrain, because we're the tiniest one, we have a population of 1.6 million. And so we're so tiny. Fun fact about Bahrain, that literally everyone knows each other. Like if we're discussing about the far end of Bahrain, the end of Bahrain, everyone know each other, know everything. So we are like a very small island, but it's very advanced in technology aspect too. It's modern. It's have interesting architectures, and it's been booming every year. And we even have like Formula One too. It's been starting for February, which is the huge motorsport event in the globe. And it's really unique island. If it's discussing GCC too, you can really like check it out. And let me see if we can see your Bahrain in the map. But you need the zooming, guys.
So, at last, what do you say about yourself to my audience and about you as a young solutions architect, as also a person who is interacting with different businesses and trying to integrate technology with business needs?
For the United Nations, you mean the SDGs goals?
Yeah, I mean, what do you say in general about yourself to my global audience?
So to be precise for all the young audience around the world, is that have patience and calmness. I mean, for me, it's no matter what you have a goal, is by keep persistent and keep dedication, and you're going to see the end result is by keeping the momentum. And so having enthusiasm, courage, and determination, keep doing. I mean, I think one key thing is just do it. It's very important. Just do it. Get exposed right now. So, and time by time, you're going to see the huge, fascinating result. Because if you're going to say this about me, I never knew, like, what's cloud. I never imagined even being at this stage. But because I'm here, because having the great mindset, having the courage, having even determination and patience, and time by time, by keep doing it, you can see. That's a huge topic if we can discuss, because that's the momentum that will keep you improving, really no matter in any obstacles to really enhance your way. And so that's the key aspect is the mindset is of course patience comes in, but determination, and that's the main goal, I think. So that's what I've been doing, and all successful youngsters is because they have that crucial asset mindset that keep them to improve themselves, and so that's the key element.
What is your observation about my work?
Your work?
Yeah.
I think your work is one of the most important ones because as me, as anyone else, they get really exposed and showcase their commitment to the community. It's really been fascinating to see all the global audience. I mean, I actually, one of the communities, AWS, and I have seen your interview. And so I checked my DM. I said, "That's you." Oh, he even contacted me. Like, oh, I'm so pleased. I'm honored to be interviewed with you. But it's dream come true. But more important, to really show the voice of all youngsters and all the youth around the globe. It's an opportunity, and it's a privilege to be in here and to really show that no matter who we are and who in the globe, everyone has its unique aspect to really to keep building everyone and keep improving.
So I personally did master's in software engineering, also bachelor's in computer science and engineering. Right now I'm doing some DevOps engineering projects. Mm-hmm. I'm a DevOps engineer, cloud DevOps engineer, especially AWS.
Nice.
So, that's my full-time role. That's my full-time job. Apart from, I'm working for a UK and US companies remotely.
Nice.
From India. So apart from that, that actually consumes most of my time. So apart from that, I'm interviewing experts who are in technology from everywhere in the world and who are working in every, anywhere in the world, in any company. It can be any business, trying to understand the business aspect of the technology, also understanding the technology side of the technology side, and also trying to understand how this technology is useful.
Yes.
And benefiting and helping humans to solve their problems, how this technology is saving the energy, time, effort of human. So that's why I do this. So I have an engineering background. I do engineering thing. And apart from that, I communicate a lot with all countries, more than 100 countries experts I have interviewed in the last 3 years. So. And also not just technology people, I also try to interview police officers, doctors, authors, psychologists who are not in my domain, trying to understand the mindset, like you said in the beginning.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Just
and that's
to understand.
Yeah. That's the great value. Yeah. That's even for me when I get a scholarship to COP28 in Dubai, even all of us, we all agree that the only component in there that the great value is sharing the mindset everyone has on experience and to really learn from them, and that's the true thing, you know. Just about really exposed. I mean, yes, you can learn because you travel alone, you know how to really manage yourself, but more than that, to really learn and know how people pursue things, and that's the major pillar, and that's what you're doing, and that's really important pillar and driving force for any person out there. Yeah.
So, like, trying to understand the mindsets of human beings, and not just technology problems that they're solving. Mm-hmm. I just want to understand the real-time problems that they're solving, and trying to know their real-time experiences, not just the one country person. I'm going to every country and every different 16 years old to 75 mm-hmm. years, 85 years old, like that. So as a young guy, as a very young chum, as a person who is understanding things in very early ages, I can see your future, you, where you will be. You know?
Thank you so much. So, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
So so as a young guy, I don't consider you as a very young. You are young with the, physically you may be young, maybe, mentally you are a solutions architect, like, you know, I know solutions architect who become after 35 or 40 after working in technology for 20 years, 16 years.
That's true.
This is the first time I'm interviewing a solutions architect of 16
Yeah,
years old and who
straightforward.
is
Yeah.
doing. So I want your observation because you see different things and you have habit of seeing different things and trying to solve different problems. Me doing these different kinds of things every day, trying to understand different people and different countries, different problems, different professions, different backgrounds, different age groups. What I'm going to become in coming days?
Me or you?
Me.
Oh, okay. So, as I'm seeing, because you got really learning about so many of peoples and their notable skills, and because all of us can agree knowledge is key, and it's the greatest asset you can gain. So, no matter where you are on who from where you're gonna pursue, you can boom or you can excel. The decision that you are making, and so because you are learning from so many aspects, you're gonna export so many knowledge, and I'm seeing yourself there. Can you can either having that critical decision, you can have a great decision making, but more than that, even you can excel in your pursuing your work as a DevOps engineer, because you're gonna learn how you see things, how you pursue things. But far more importantly, I can see huge potential even for this podcast or interview session. It's a huge potential. Even I checked one of your HBO podcasts, how you can create a huge opportunity, not only tech in general, but even for people to get really exposed and to be in the global case, and to people get noticed. And so what most important that you have like unique aspect even, and that's what make it so much valuable. I mean, and no matter from where field you're gonna go, you're gonna grow and excel by your decision making, by your determination, even your critical mindset thinking, and so I can see huge potential.
That's a great observation. Can I put this video on my YouTube channel with your permission?
Of course, yeah. Feel free, Instagram, anywhere, feel free.
Yeah,
Anyway, yeah.
that's
Yeah,
what
of
my next
course.
question was. Can I put this audio and video clip on my podcast website, internet, social media, everywhere with your permission?
Yes.
So, can you share your online presence so that my podcast listeners can hear where they can find you? Can you spell it?
Yeah. So you can find me in LinkedIn. My name is Salman Ali. And also on Instagram, my name is Salman.Abdurazzaq. LinkedIn, Instagram is where I actually get to online. Fun fact, Middle East, we was always Instagram and even LinkedIn. We don't use Facebook. But yeah,
Okay.
that's yeah.
So I'll put your web links in the description of this video, also on my website as
Okay.
well. People who finds my this conversation in the internet, in my website, can able to see the work that you're doing and can see the contributions that you're doing to the technology world, especially in Bahrain. I'm sure because of young people like you, Bahrain is going to be very valuable on the planet.
Thank you. So it's a pleasure. It's an honor. I'm really grateful for what you are doing, and it's really life-changing moment. So thank you so much for the podcast, for interview, even for this opportunity. So it's really an honor.
So I want to share this interview with the Vice President, that I'm going to, the global technology
Oh.
like AWS Vice President. For sure, he's going to learn a lot from Bahrain as well as from your words. So do you have any words to tell him about AWS services that you observed? Because you understand the business side of the technology, also you saw technology, the technical side of the business.
Can I repeat once again the question? I'm so sorry because
You explored the AWS services and you also explored the businesses in Bahrain. So what do you say? How do you need any enhancements or because he's the leader of the businesses in the world.
I think because as an AWS they huge a huge potential, even opportunities for youngsters in the field of cloud AWS, as we're speaking just on AWS Academy or AWS Educate. But What I'm really seeing that I want to showcase more opportunity, like people as youngsters as me, and to get to know more about AWS by going market visit at AWS, like to showcase what AWS is, their visionary, what they're doing, and how they really keep growing in their field. And so yes, AWS do provide some opportunities, but I think because, let's be honest, Bahrain plays as a public sector region. As we, it's not as a commercial region, it's a public sector region. So, you know, some compliance regulations. So there's like, there's not this like, not that, like, not like, like opportunity, but it's not like so much opportunity to really get exposed by AWS, like offices, main offices, and to really go in there and, like, for example, have like opportunity, like a lifetime to see how such architects really work in real life scenarios. But it really depends because there are so many of procedures and compliance. But I want to thank even like AWS, even like Middle East team for the opportunity, even for really showing youngsters to really grow. And that's what really AWS really built: leadership and the knowledge and skills and the vision and the mindset. And like, for example, leadership principle, and like, for example, one day, every day is like one day. And it's that's really a nice thing that even like it was just not about really working as a company, but even like developing yourself, growing yourself even more. You know, it's really, yes, it's not like, it's like giving you a key to really keep improving and developing more about who you are and keep showcasing. That's very important pillar if you're talking about really working in a job, that you, to keep improving yourself. And it was keep, it plays a key aspect in that. And so and as and I want to thank everyone. It's a teamwork, it's collaboration work, it's like everything plays it plays its part. So everyone, I want to thank every single individual, even the podcast, AWS team, our school, the students, the community, everyone, every single thing, for their support, their contribution. They're the one that make it possible. Of course, it's not a single team, it's a team game. And yeah, and I want to thank you for this opportunity.
So, as a, since Berlin is very invisible country on the planet, that people need to zoom the
Yes,
world
that's
map
true.
to see it. I just want to say that if your companies or your businesses or your country wants your word to put out, I will be, if they are interested, I will be the brand ambassador for your country, so that my global audience, especially from top countries like USA, Canada, UK, these
Yeah.
technology-driven countries, I can be the brand ambassador. And let me know if someone is interested from your country. I want
All
to
right. For
present
sure, for
myself
sure.
as since Berlin is some country where most of the people don't know. So some like this, they will know.
I got you, got you. I can, yeah. Of course, no problem. Of course. Why not?
Definitely.
So it's a
Keep
pleasure.
going.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. And one key thing, I want to say thank you. I want to thank everyone. And it's an honor to be in here. And looking forward for more opportunities, of course, for you aspect. Yeah,
Definitely. Definitely.
definitely.
Keep going, keep inspiring, and
Thank you,
make
babe.
the world a best place, especially Bahrain, the best place on the planet.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you again.
Thank
Take care. Bye.
you. Bye bye.
Start Adam. Sales and customer-facing teams often switch between several communication tools, causing time management and visibility issues that can slow down deal velocity. The solution: join Start Adam, where conversation converts. With Start Adam, your team can centralize all communications within your chat tool. No more switching, waiting, or fragmented chats, because chat messaging is where business gets done. Sales teams can stay in Slack or Microsoft Teams and connect with customers, leads, or candidates on their existing chat tool, building better relationships through constant communication in inbound or outbound messaging. Make it encrypted and compliant. Plus, bring all communication into your CRM or ticketing system. No data entry required. join Stack Adam to enhance customer relationships and close deals at hyper speed with unified chat.